Daf Chav, today's learning is sponsored by the Shachman family leader, Nishpas Leah Bas Aaron HaKohen, the Neshama Shavaliyah. So we are busy discussing this machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer about the big versus small machatzalos, these mats. So we had left off yesterday. We thought we concluded everything worked out nice and fine. And the final conclusion was that the whole machlokas in the Mishnah was that when it came to a large machatzalos, a large gedolah, everybody agrees it works, because that certainly was done for Sichuch. No one needs a large mat to sleep on. And the machlokas was that Chachamim said, but katana was made for shechiva, therefore it's a kli. And Rabbi Eliezer says, not only is a gedola for sichach, but even a katana is used for sichach as well, and it's acceptable. So Gemara says, according to this last pshat that we left off yesterday with, so we're now eight lines down. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, ihachi, that's really the case. Rabbi Eliezer Omer achas katana v'achas gedola. That's what he actually says, but it really should have said achas gedola. The order should have been different, mi baile, because again, the assumption, the given was a gedola works, and he says that not only gedola works, but even katana works. So it should have said achas gedola v'achas katana. That's one question on yesterday's pshat. And moreover, says the Gemara, the ode ki pligi. We know from a clear brisa coming up, they argue about gedola hu de pligi. That's where they argue about the larger mat. And Rabbi Eliezer's lechumra, he's the one who's machmir, who doesn't allow the gedola. So everything we said yesterday is really thrown on its head. And we say now the time the Braisa says, machatzelas hakonim, begedola misachachin ba, Rabbi Eliezer omer, im eina mekabalas tuma misachachin ba, but if it is mekabalas tuma, it's not misachachin ba. So we're going to tweak the language in just a second, but either way the presentation is, they argue about the gedola, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one who's more machmir, which is the reverse of what we saw yesterday. So Gemara says, this is the final conclusion of how to understand our Mishnah on Daf Yud Testament base. The Gemara explains, Ela Amar Papa, Biktana Kuliyama Lo Pligi D'Stama L'Shchiva. When it comes to a small mat, everybody is in agreement that a stam case is for Shchiva, therefore it's a Kli, it's Mekabel Tumah, and is not Roi for Schach. Ki Pligi, when is there Machlokes Bigdola, a larger Schach. Tanakama Savar Stam Gdola L'Sichach, the Tanakama felt a large mat was typically meant for a schach and therefore acceptable. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Stam Gedola Nami L'Shchiva. He felt Achas Ktana V'Achas Gedola Ein Misachachimba doesn't work because it's made for Shchiva purposes. So then, just in terms of tweaking the language of the Braisa said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Im Eina Mekabals Tuma Misachimba. So what does it mean? The Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Asal L'Shchiva. So Asal L'Shchiva, what's pshat in that Mishnah? He's right now saying, Achas Gedola, Achas Ktana are all unacceptable. But the Mishnah said, if you made the Gedola for Shchiva, only then is it unacceptable. Implying a Stam case is acceptable. So Gemara says, no. What Rabbi Yehuda meant in the Mishnah was, My Asal L'Shchiva, the Kamar, Hachi Kamar. Stam Asiyasa Nami L'Shchiva Ad Avid L'Sichach. A Stam case, when a person manufactures a mat, the Stam intent is for Shchiva. Achas Ktana, Achas Gedola is Stam L'Shchiva, until you've made an effort and changed your Kavanah, that should be for Sichach. Other than that, it's possible. And then Rabbi Lazar is consistent, he's a more Machmir, and everything works out nice. Okay, so we have not finished our discussion of mats yet. The Gemara continues and says as follows. Tani Rabbanan. Machatzelas shel shifa v'shel gemi. These are different materials that were very, very soft. The gedola, if they're large, misachachimba, you would use it as schach. If it's ktana, a misachachimba. If they're small, they're meant for lying down, meant for shchiva, and no good for schach. Rashi explains. Look at Rashi. We are on the medium wide. There are four medium wide lines down in Rashi. Two medium wide lines down, says Rashi, shifa is feeble. I don't know exactly what it means. Maybe Sheldon can help us with some French air. Pevel, Pevel, or something, I don't know. And Gemi is Yonik. So whatever those are, Rashi explains to us, at least describes it to us, Dehain Rachen, they're very, very soft. Hilkach, Stam Ketana Yeshrem L'Shchiva. A Stam material of these are meant for lying down. It was a little mattress. Loshna Gedola. Now the word Gedola really should be Gedela. If you take a look at the, at least in mine, Hagos Fetzim, it should be Gedela, not Gedola. It's a big difference. Loshna Gedela doesn't make a difference if they're made or manufactured Maisa Sharsharis, which was some type of like netting. She Avav Eino Chalka. It was a little rough and thick and not smooth. Whether it was made that way, and Loshna Aruga She Chalaka, or whether it was woven in a very smooth way, either way, they're soft. Behind the Katani, Gedola Mesachim Ba, but Katana Ein Mesachim Ba, because Ve'ein Chilik Ben Gedela, La Ruga, because they're very soft. It was made for lying down if they were small. In contrast to that, says the Gemara now, Gemara says, if the mats were made shalkanim v'shalchilas, which are very hard material, Rashi points out, then gedolim esachim, but you would use it, because it's made for a schach, but aruga, if you use it, it was woven, ein mesachim ba. So the din is, depends on the material, would define whether or not the gedol or katana would be used as a mat to lie down on, or simply as schach. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Me'oviv, he quotes from his father, Rabbi Yossi, Achazu v'achazu misachigimbo, that you're able to use either one. They all are acceptable. V'chein haya Rabbi Dosa Omer Kedvar. We're going to hold on the back pocket for a second. Shoot this Rabbi Dosa. But either way, it comes out at the end of this Mishnah that Rabbi Shmuel holds that whether it's a small one, whether it's a big one, whether it was woven or whether it was strung together in such a way, they're all acceptable for schach, even if it was made very small. So this is just a price about different opinions about materials versus sizes. So now the Gemara continues on this conversation, but now we're going to the world of Tumah. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah Maseches Edyos. It says, Tanan Hasam, Kol HaChotzlos. Now Chotzlos, we'll see what it means in a second, but Kol HaChotzlos, Mitamin Tamei Meis Divrei Rabbi Dosa. It's Mitamin Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is only Mekabel, it's only Mitamei in terms of Kalim, has to be a Kli. So Rabbi Dosa holds that these Chotzlos, whatever Chotzlos are Kalim and Mitamei Tumas Meis. Now, Chachamim Omrim, they hold Midras. What's Midras? Midras is a level that's higher than that. The Pasuk tells of a Zav sits down or lies down on a Midras or a mattress. It becomes Tumas Midras, and that itself becomes Av HaTumah. It can now Metame people as well, the din of Midras, but only that which is Roy to lie down on. If a Zav sits on a pot, that pot is not a Midras. It's not meant to lie down or sit down on. But here, Chachamim felt that these mats were not only kalim, not only the metame to his mace, but the even metame midras if a zav were to sit on it. So Gemara just has to clarify one point here. Gemara says midras in tamei mace lo, tumas mace is metame anything that's a kalim. So if I lie down on this mat, if it's tumas midras, it certainly is also a kli to be mekabel tuma from tumas mace. So Gemara says you're right. What it means is v'ha'an and san. Don't we say kol ha'metame midras? Metame tumei mace. If it's metame midras from a zav sitting down on it, certainly it's metame from a tumas mace. So Gemara says ema af midras. Not only is it metame tumas mace, but it's also metame tumas midras according to Chachamim. So that's the machlokas again. Whether these chotzos are simply kalim or they're even shchiva, they even rather shchiva as metame an additional tumah of tumas midras. So what exactly is chotzos? So my chotzos asks Gemara. Amar Rav Avdimi bar Hamaduri mar Zubli. My marzubli, that doesn't help us any much either. Amar Rabbi Abba, mizavli. What is mizavli? So we need to look at Rashi all the way in the bottom, last three lines of Rashi. Mizbli is bolos, again French. V'asoy l'roeh l'anicha n'tachas rosho u'l'shachev. It was some type of pillow. The shepherds would go out in the fields and watch their sheep, and they'd place it underneath their head to lie down on, to take a little nap, to sleep a little bit. That's what one opinion holds chotzlos are. Comes along now, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish Omer, machatzalos mamish. No, they're really mats. They're mats. Why are they called chotzos? So Sfasem has said they're called chotzos because these are not really meant to lie down on. They're really meant as mats, but their chotzos is slightly different language, so they're not really roi for lying down. That was his understanding, and that's why, according to Rabbi Dosa, it's only metame tumas meis. But it's not quite machatzalos. It's similar to machatzalos, some type of mat. So either it's a pillow or a mat. So Gemara says, v'oz reish lakish letame. Reish Lakish goes l'shitaso. Damer Reish Lakish hareini kaparis Rebbe Chiyabanov. So this is a language that one uses. It comes down also l'ach l'maisa. If a person's parent dies, within the first year, instead of saying avimori or imimorasi, you say hareini kaparas and so on of my father. So Reish Lakish said, kaparis Rebbe Chiyabanov. It was a type of kavod, he would say. But you look at Rashi just to appreciate this. Rashi writes three lines up. Hareini kaparas yisurin haban alai. Reish Lakish says all the yisurim that come upon him, it should be a kapara. Kapara she Rabbi Chiya ban of hayu. V'lashon kavod hu zeh. It's a respective way referring to a parent or a rebbe. Kishu maskir aviv o rabo lachar misaso tarach lamarkin. That's how one says within the first year of their patir. Either way, Reish Lakish says again, as the Reish Lakish latame, the Amar Reish Lakish hareini kaparas Rabbi Chiya ban of shebetchila initially kishin nishtatcha Torah Yisrael. When the Klai Yisrael forgot all the learning, Allah Ezra mi Bavel the Yasta. Ezra came back, he refound it, and Chazra, and then Chazra bin Shachach, they forgot it another time, Allah Hillel Habavli, then Hillel came up, and Yasta, he reminded everyone all the halachas. Chazav and Ishakach, then they forgot another time, Alu Rabbi Chiya Banov, Vyas, and then came along Rabbi Chiya and his children. Now the Ritva points out, historically, we don't find any rayas, actually, that it was forgotten during the times of Rabbi Chiya. We do find sources it was forgotten during the times of Ezra, during the times of Hillel. Nowhere do we find that Rabbi Chiya's time was found. Now, it was hard to even say that because Rabbi Chiya lived in the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, amongst all the great Gedol Yisrael, is very hard to fathom that they forgot it during the times of Rabbi Chiya. So Ritva says they actually did not forget it during Rabbi Chiya, but since he's about to share a chiddush with that, so when a person is mechadish halacha, it's ke'ilu, you reminded as if you taught the entire Torah to Klai Yisrael, something like that. There's a certain effect of teaching that. It should have been Gamla, I think that is. And Gamla Basra you're talking about?
I think it's Rabbi.
We have to look into it. I'm not sure. We have to take a look. So if that's the case, then you know more than the Ritva knows, I guess. And, so I don't know. I have to look into it. But Ritva felt there was no source for this, and that's why he said this is not really that they forgot it, but since he was Mechadish Halacha, it was Ki'ilu, he taught Kol HaTorah to Kal Yisrael. But let's take a look. Let's remember where that Gemara is. So then the Gemara says, so what exactly did he teach us? V'chein Amar Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa Ubanav, Lo Nechleku Rabbi Dosa V'chachamim Amachatzalos Shel Usha. No one argued this debate between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim above about Tumas Meis versus Tumas Midras. No one argues when it came to these mats that were found in Usha, Shehein Tameos, they certainly are Tame. Why are they Tame? Rashi says apparently in Usha they made very soft, comfortable mats, and therefore they're Kalim, and Roy the Shriva, and Roy the Tumas Midras. And in contrast to that, Vishat Taveria, Shein Taros, and Taveria they made very, very hard, uncomfortable mats. No one would sleep on them, so they're not Roy Lemakabal Tumah, they're not Roy Lemidras. Amad Nechaku, where would they argue? Which types of mats would they argue about? Al Shar Mekomos, everywhere else. Usha was certainly Roy Lishriva, Taveria certainly was not Roy Lishriva. Every mat in every other place in the world, so that's the debate. Mar Savar, Kaven Deleka, the Yosef Elio, Kidet Taveria Damya. No one sits on a mat in any other city in Eretz Israel or in the world, and therefore, since no one sits on it, it's like Tiberia mats and they're Tahor. But Mar Savar, the other one, felt, no, Rabbi Dosa felt, Kevon de Mikri Viosvi, Alayo, since on occasion one will sit on such mats in other areas, Kidusha Damit Simot Usha, and therefore it is Roy Lekabal Tumah and Roy Lutumas Midras. So now the Gemara is quoting, we said something above. We're restating that Mishnah from Mesechus Edios. Amar Mar. Kol ha-chotzlos mitamin tamay meis divir Rabbi Dosa. So all the mats are rari the kabel tumas meis. V'hatana, but didn't we say above v'chein hayar Rabbi Dosa omer kizvar Rabbi Dosi said just like they said above that they're not rari the kabel tuma. So we steer within Rabbi Dosa's opinion. Rabbi Dosa said again. Rabbi Dosa was initially when Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi said achazu v'achazu mesachachim ba. You could use any material whether it's made of this material or that material. They're all good. And then the Mishnah, the Brisa said, "V'chein hayav ridos omer kidvarav," that you can misachim bo implies that they're not roi lekabel tuma. But then we saw the Mishnah Edos of Ridosa said it is roi lekabel tuma's meis. So which one is it? So what's the status of mats? And the Gemara says there's no contradiction. There are different types of mats. Lokashia ha de isle gedanfa ha de lesse gedanfa. There's a little lip. Sometimes a mat has a little lip. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains this. Three or two narrow lines down, says Rashi, Gadanfa kein safa saviva gavo ma'at. There's a little lip that goes around the mat. Lekaba ba mashinosuba. You could put some, I don't know, rocks or fruit in it. You hold the mat. It's not a flat mat. There's a little lip. So you can hold it like a little box. So that's the type of mat that serves as a box. Ve'osa letashmish law says peros agaba. You place fruit inside, and that's where it's makabal tumah. That's when Rabbi Dosi says it's makabal tumah's mace. But the other mats, the less like Gadanfa, there is no lip around it. It has no function at all. And therefore, it is not Makabal Tumah and Roy Lesichach. Gemara challenges this and says, Mesivei, Chotzlos, Shel Shom, Vishal Gemi, Vishal Sak, Vishal Sfira, all different types of materials. We'll see the differences in just a moment. Mitame, Tome, Mes, Divi, Rabbi Dosa. The Roy, the Kalim, all them, and therefore Roy Lutumas Mes. Chacham Omrim, Af Midras, he felt that they're even Roy Lushriva, and therefore Roy Lutumas Midras. So, Bishwa, this makes sense, Laman Damar Marzuvli. So, we're talking Choltos here. What is Choltos? So, we have Machlokas and Amr Alf. Are Choltos pillows, or are they mats? So, this all makes sense. Bishwa, Laman Damar Marzuvli, Shelsham, Vishogemi, Chazi Lekinsa de Piri. So, Rashi points out, apparently, when you make a bag or a pillow of some sort, like the pillow sack, you weave it together. So the materials of Gemi and Sham make very big holes. They're not woven very nicely. There are huge gaps in between. And therefore, they're ripe for large fruits. You want to put a watermelon in them. It's not going to fall through the holes. It's good enough for watermelon. It won't be good for grapes or blueberries, but it's good enough for watermelons, let's say. So I understand what is the kli. Why Merzubuli, Shel Sham, Shel Gemi, Chazul Lekinsa the period to collect fruit. That makes sense. And Shel Sak, Shel Sphir, which Rashi says were woven very finely, which means the holes were very small. They had even more of a purpose. Chazi legul kivitzani. Rashi, I'm just reading outside Rashi. Rashi says you could put little beans in them because the holes are tiny. They're right for much more. That makes sense. Eleman damar machatzalos mamish. Those who hold that chaltzalos are mamish machatzalos, are mamish mats. So what's the kli? Bishma, I understand, Shel Sak v'Shel Sfira, Chazi leParsi v'Nivafsa. So I have, let's say, this material, which is made of this Sak v'Sfira, which has small holes, finer, woven more finely. So they're roy for a Parsi, which is the Prusa, as a Parochas. I can use it as a shade. Even though tiny holes, they're small holes, I can use it as a shade. Or Nivafsa, which is a sieve. I can use it to sift my flour from all the rocks and the flowers that fall down. So there's a function. Even though it's a flat mat, there is a Tashmish. But Ella, if you have a mat made of Shel Sham v'Shel Gemi, it's flat, and also it has these huge holes in it. What can I use as such a mat for? So what's the purpose? So Gemara says, my chazi. So Gemara says, chazi l'niziyasa. What's the niziyasa? Rashi says, you could cover, if you have a barrel of beer, you could cover it up. Okay, maybe there are big holes in it, but it could still serve to cover it up. So you found the function for every derem pshat. Whether or not you think that the word chaltzos is referring to a bag of some sort, they put a pillow, or it's a flat mat, we have a certain purpose, and therefore it makes sense how it could be a kli roi l'tashmish roi l'tuma. So Gemara says that ikadami, the same thing, but slightly different, the opposite angle. Bishma, understand, l'man damar machatzalos mamish, if the chaltos mamish mean mats, a flat mat, so shel sham v'shel gemi, chazal n'ziyasa. If they have the woven mats that have big gaps in them, that's roi to cover up a barrel of beer. If they're made shel sak v'shel sphir, which means that they're woven finely with small holes, that's chazi leparsi, it's chazi for hanging as a shade, or nafafsa, which is a sieve. Eleman damer marzubli, if you hold that with some type of pillow sack, bishma understand shel sak v'shel sphir, where they had very small holes, it's chazi legul kivitzani, you could put little beans and barley in it maybe. Ela shel sham v'shel gemi, if you had these huge holes, my chazi, what would you use the bag for? Why is this chazi lekinsa the period? They put big fruit in, like watermelons and, I don't know, whatever are melons, that would all be acceptable. So this all works out nicely. So now the parak concludes and says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hanani rather, Kishiranati legola. When I went to the gola, to the golas, so Matasi Zakin Echad, I found an elderly man. Varmali, he says to me, Misachin bibudya. You're allowed to be Misachin bibudya. What's budya? So Rashi says, budya is machatzel, so you're allowed to use a mat for the schach. Etel Uchshibati, Etel Rabbi Yeshua. I went to Rabbi Yeshua. Achi Abba, my father's brother, my uncle, in other words. Ho de ledvar, he admitted, he agreed, you're allowed to use mats for your schach. So Amr Avchisev, Chista said, who de les le gadanfa can't have a lip, because if it had a lip, that means it's a kli and puzzle, it has to be a flat mat. So Amr Ula, Hani Budaisi de Bnei Mechuza, the mats found in the city of Mechuza, Ilmali Kir Shalhan had not had the kir, had not had the little lip, Mesachimba, you would be able to use it. But now, since it does have a lip, it's actually possible for you being used as a schach. And the parak concludes, Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says as well, Mesachachin Bibudya, Vimyeshlan Kir, if it has that lip, Ein Mesachimbena, Hajin Lach Sukkah. So let's begin the next parak, the second parak of the Mesachta. We'll do the first mission, just two lines of the Gemara here. The mission says, a whole new topic. We spent a lot of time on the technicalities of building a sukkah, tumma, whatnot. Now we're going to spend most of the time of the second parak about sleeping, eating, and drinking in the yeshiva sukkah, the fulfillment of the eating in the sukkah. So Gemara says, Hayashen tachas amita basukkah, one who sleeps beneath a bed in a sukkah, within a sukkah, lo yatsi dechavas, has not fulfilled his obligation. Rashi points out, as we know already, says Rashi here, the lo yatsa, the oel mafsik bein ola sukkah. There's an oel that's blocking between me and the schach. And he writes, v'ikar yeshiva sukkah, achila shtia v'shena. We know the primary way a person fulfills his mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is through eating, drinking, and sleeping in the sukkah. So he slept in the sukkah, but there was a bed that was blocking between him and the schach. He does not fulfill his mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So then the Gemara says, rather the Mishnah says, Amr Bihuda, Nogin hainu shainu yeshenim tachas amita b'fnei hazakenim v'lo amru lanu davar. We would actually sleep underneath beds in the presence of great chacham, great gedolim, and they wouldn't say a thing to us, which means that you're allowed to sleep underneath the sukkah. So why is that underneath the bed? Why is that allowed? So Rashi says, based on the Gemara, because since the bed is an ol harai, and my sukkah is more of an ol keva, the ol harai of the bed cannot be mafzik between me and the ol harai of the schach. So then the Mishnah says further, Amar Rabbi Shimon Maisa b'Tavi Avdo, Shur Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story once with Tavi Avdo, the Eved, the famous slave of Rabbi Gamliel, Shahaya Yashin Tachas Hamita. He slept beneath the bed within a sukkah. Varmalhen Rabbi Gamliel is a Kanim. Rabbi Gamliel said to the elderly men who were there, Reisim Tavi Avdo, you see my dear slave, my dear servant, Shutalmud Chacham, V'yodesh Avadim Turmin HaSukkah. He knows an Eved Kanani's Pater, because an Eved Kanani have the same mitzvahs and chiyuvim and Paturim as women. Women are pater from a mitzvah asay shesman grama, such as sukkah. So that means an Eved Kanani is also pater from a mitzvah asay shesman grama. And lefikach, therefore, he's yashen hutachas hamita. He sleeps beneath the bed because he's pater. He's pater from sleeping in the sukkah. Well, lefi darcheinu, according to what we're saying, the man we learn shayashen tachas hamita lo yatzi dechavas. So we learn from all this that one who sleeps underneath the sukkah, underneath the bed rather, does not fulfill this mitzvah of sukkah. If you look at just in Rashi and Tosos here, a very interesting Tosos actually. Rashi writes here, last two narrow lines down. Lefi darcheinu lemanu kolomer alpha pishal amar lanu l'shem limud. Even though Rabbi Gamliel was saying this to the zakenim about Tavi Avdo, it wasn't for teaching purposes. Ela l'sichas chul, just a baalma, just having a conversation. Baalma shemeshaveach baavdo lebedichus baalma. He was praising his Rabbi Gamliel, his eved. It's a nice thing, a conversation, a light conversation. Nonetheless, lemanu al piderach bedichus. So through his joke, through his light conversation, through his sichas chulin, we could learn from there, derive from there, shayashin tachas amita leyatze dechavasa. Fine, interesting point here. But look at Tosis on the side here. Tosis writes, Re'isim tavi avdo shehu talmud chacham. Eved Kashaya, we know, based on the Gemara in Brachos, he was a very, very exceptional Eved. Ubi Yushalmi has a further dialogue to this mission here. Tana shaya meniach tfilin velo micha biyad chachamim. Though he would wear tefillin, and Chachamim would not argue, would not go against him. And Eved Kanani should not wear tefillin. But they let him wear tefillin. Uparach, they asked the question, Mechalfa shitasa de Rebbe Gamliel. The Rebbe Gamliel's shita was switched. The ha hacha gavi sukkah, micha biyadei Chachamim, leish besukkah here. He was told not to sit in the sukkah, rather underneath the bed. But there, he was allowed to wear tefillin. What's the difference? Shahare yashin tachas mita. He said, stay under the bed, you're not mekai mitzvahs. Mishana, they answer that really he allowed him to Makai mitzvahs in general, but in this case, the reason why he slept underneath the bed, says the Yushalmi, Shahaya osa kein shaloi litchok es hachachamim, shayu yishenim of sukkah. There's no space. There's no space. So everyone, he was left underneath the table. That's the only reason why he slept underneath the table. So then the Yushalmi asks, Uparich, ilo ishalo litchok es hachamim, if it's not to take away space from the chachamim, yeshile chos sukkah, let him sleep inside the house. Why is he staying in the sukkah at all? Listen to the answer. Umeshani derota yalishma divei chachamim. He wanted to hear the conversation to the shirim, so he stuck him underneath the table, he's potter from the mitzvahs, and he was ochet to learn a little bit from the chachamim. Let's finish off the Gemara now, or at least begin the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'hal leka asara. So he said in the top of the Mishnah that one who sleeps beneath a bed is not fulfilling his mitzvah of sukkah. Why is that? So we said it has to be an ohel. An ohel has to be at least 10 tefachim high. If it's low down, that's not called an ohel, and we're not to separate between him and the schach. So Gemara says, ein hachanami targumah Shmuel b'mita asara. You're right. We're talking about a bed where it's 10 tefachim off the ground, whereby there is an ohel. So one who sleeps underneath at such a bed, it would be mafsik between him and the schach. So let's quickly recap what we did today, a quick short daf. We started talking about the machlokas between the large and the small machatzalos in the Mishnah in terms of the schach. And Rebbe Elazar came out to say that we ended up concluding that the Tanakhama said that the Gedola, how do we say this again? That the Ketana certainly doesn't work for Shechiva. The Gedola does work according to Chachamim. And Rebbe Elazar says even the Gedola doesn't work because that's also made for Shechiva purposes. Then we had the Machatzelos of different materials, if it was soft versus hard, big versus small. Then we discussed Machlokas in the Mishnah Edios, whether these Chotzlos were Metame Tumas Meis only, or they're even Metame Tumas Midras. And then what was Chotzlos? We had Machlokas where Chotzlos were the Mizable, which were the pillow sacks used by the shepherds, or they're actual mats. And then we had the Gemara concluded that the Machatzalos and Usha were soft and Roy the Shechiva, and therefore Roy the Kabbalah's Tumas Midras, and Tver, they're very hard and uncomfortable, not Roy the Tumas Midras, and then every other place was the Machlokas, since people on occasion rely on them, do categorize it as a Roy the Shechiva or any Roy the Shechiva. And then we had to steer within Shitas Rabbi Dosa whether or not Machatzalos or Makabal Tumas Midras or not, and we said depended, rather than Tumas Mace or not. If it had a lip, which means it had a kli, it's a kli, it's a roi lekabel tumas mace. If there was no lip, it was flat, it's not roi lekabel tumas mace. And then we discussed the different materials, whether it's roi for holding a big watermelons, or for beans, or for a sieve, or for parochas, that whole discussion. And then the new mishnah, the new parak, the second parak, that's sleeping underneath the bed, you're not yotze the mitzvah, and the whole maisa with Tavi, Avdo, Shel, Rebbe Gamliel. Everybody have a wonderful day.